Good evening, Abosai. We'll be learning tonight the halachas of what happens with if the tzitzis, worn out tzitzis, and you don't need them anymore. You bought new tzitzis, or you replaced them, and you just got the strings of the tzitzis, and you don't know what's the halacha, what you're allowed to do with them, or you're not allowed to do with them. What's the halacha with regards to leftover tzitzis? But before that, we'll be discussing the halacha of buying tzitzis. Do you have to buy tzitzis from a yid? Can you buy? What happens if you've got goy? If Tesco is starting to sell, Tesco is selling tzitzis. So what happens then? Can you buy Tesco tzitzis? I wonder what it would affect the prices. I wonder. And we'll be discussing those halachas in Mitzvah Hashem. Let us see Simon Chav. Dine lekichas mechiras talas. The buying and the selling of a talus. Sif aleph. Alokach talus metziyeses meisoil. Somebody who buys a talus metziyeses meisoil. You are allowed to purchase a tzitzis, obviously, talus metziyeses, a talus which has got tzitzis attached to it, ready from a yid. Or a metag, or from a merchant, any yid, from a goyish merchant, he's selling, and a person selling tzitzis. Tzitzis, not just the strings, but a talus with tzitzis on it. If a goy is a merchant, and he says shelokhon meisoel, he says that he's bought it from one of your colleagues. I bought it from another yid, and if although he's a goy, Naaman is believed kosher, and it's kosher. So a goyish merchant, if he says he bought the tzitzis and that he bought this item from a yid, he's believed to say so, although of course he's believed to say so, and you're allowed to buy a talus metziyatzes from a goy. Why is that? The kimon, the taga, who sits, he's a merchant. Chazoka, there's a chazoka. You can assume shelok chom yisrael, that he bought a taga from a yid. The loymor nafshi, you can assume that what he's saying is true. You can assume that what he's saying is correct, and since he's a merchant, he's not going to jeopardize his business. Let's say he says, no, actually, I bought it over yid, but ultimately what it turns out that he didn't actually buy it over yid, he did it himself, and the truth emerges somehow or another, he's going to jeopardize his panosa. He's going to jeopardize his business, because every businessman knows that it's all about reputation. It's all about being trustworthy and loyal. And therefore, if he says something which turns out to be untrue, he's unlikely to do so. He's unlikely to say something which is untrue. Therefore, if he's a merchant, we can assume that it's true what he says. And therefore, if a merchant says that I bought this talus metziyatis of a yid, he's believed. And you can buy talus metziyatis of a goy. He's not going to jeopardize his business. But if a person buys a talus metziyatis from a goy, which is not a merchant, it's possible. You're not allowed to buy a talus metziyatzes of a you're not allowed to buy it of a person of a goy who is not a merchant. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, he explains psula shemu be'atzmoy also atzitzis ba'beged, because maybe he attached the tzitzis onto the garment himself, and that certainly would be no good. Therefore, you can't buy it of a goy who is not a merchant. The kolchken, even more so, the also liknois menu tzitzis, the actual tzitzis strings, you can also not buy of a goy shemol anitva lishma, because maybe it wasn't done lishma v'im ken poshut, and therefore consequently it's self understood that film yirtzel atiro ma'begin, even if you're buying a talus with tzitzis on it, and you're trying to loosen them up, to untie them and put them back on, it's not going to work. Afilim yirtzel atir ma'beged ulekosher mechodesh, also, it's still also, because there's always a suffix that maybe he was not done lishma, and therefore the actual tzitzis string, were not the spinning was not done lishma, and therefore you cannot buy tzitzis strings of a goy, even if you're going to untie them, and you can't do it because maybe it was spun, which is not with lishma. If you can't buy tzitzis, talus metziyatzes of a goy, unless he's a merchant. Mishnah Berurah adds another two halachas. Motzo talis metziyatzes b'shuk kosher. If you find the talus metziyatzes b'shuk, it's kosher. If you find a talus on the street which has got tzitzis on it, and say for some reason or another there's no simonim, whatever they may be, that you feel that with regard to Hilchas HaShabbos, if you can take it, you can assume that it's kosher. A talis on the street is kosher. You don't have to assume, maybe it was a goy who did it. Maybe it was a goy who... You don't have to assume that. A talis matzias is b'shuk. If you find randomly on the street, you can assume it's kosher and it's fine. But then listen to the next halacha. The next halacha is as follows. Also lishlach tzitzis. You're not allowed to send tzitzis, afilu psukin v'shurin, even if they are finished, they're all done. Alidei with the giluvli, you're not allowed to send it through a goy. Unless there's two chosomos, two stamps, of course, there's two stamps that we know from meat and from other areas of halacha that you need to have two chosomos, you need to have two stamps. Right? The meat needs to have two stamps, otherwise you have to assume that maybe the goy. So what's the halacha with regards to tzitzis? Tzitzis also needs to have two stamps on, if you're sending it with a goy. So this could be a very important halacha. What do you think, Aboisai? If you're not allowed to send tzitzis or a talis, right, either way. Right, we're not going into details. Yeah. What happens, Aboisai, if you want to send tzitzis by post? Is that a problem? Because undoubtedly, it's considered that you're sending it. Why is it different? Is it different? Also, the shlach tzitzis, you're not allowed to send tzitzis through goy. Because maybe you have to, you're not allowed to send, because maybe he's going to swap, he's going to change it, it's not going to be the right tzitzis. So why is that? Why are you allowed to send tzitzis by post? Again, the Halacha Mishmur says clearly, I'm not allowed to give my talis with tzitzis to a goy and tell him, you might have to send it over in a goyish taxi. You're not allowed to send, can you send it to my brother in? You're not allowed to do that. Unless it's two stamps or sealed, whatever it may be. What about post? Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the benefit
of switching? You say, why is he going to...
What's his benefit?
He likes those better. He likes the tcheles of it.
If they look different,
right. Okay, so you're saying that there is no... So you're saying that if they look similar, if they look the same as anyway, no chashash. So what are you choshish for? What are you choshish for? Good. That's an interesting thought. Yeah? Yeah? They don't, right? Right. You're saying that since normally the post wouldn't open, you can. So that's interesting. That actually the post came on Matzah Lechatchila, basically on a similar svara. Don't know why they don't mention new svara. They mention something very similar. They say that since normally the post is it's not necessarily considered shlichas al de'ov dekachovim. The post came says, so you don't have to be concerned about it. It's so rare that they would open, and if they do open, how do they end? How does it end up being delivered? With apologies from Royal Mail. We're really, really sorry about tearing your thing open. So they say that since normally you can assume that it's not being opened at all, there's such a strong chazaka, that's the Loshna Poiskim, such a strong chazaka it's not being opened and it's not being tampered with, that therefore you can actually send tzitzis. That's what the Poiskim say, you can actually send tzitzis with Royal Mail. It is maybe a bit similar. It is maybe a bit similar, yeah. It is. Yeah. What happens if you buy, are you allowed to buy tzitzis or a talis metzietzes of a person that you don't know is a yid? You know he's a yid, but you don't know him well. And you don't know for sure that he is really a trustworthy form elich yid. Somebody sells tzitzis. Would you like a tzitzis? I'm selling them for £7.50 and there's nice tzitzis, they look nice, but you don't know him for sure. Whether it's the tzitzis or the talis with the tzitzis. Are you allowed to buy without knowing him well? Without knowing what? Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Na'alef. Avafilu ein makir oisu shu kosher v'neemon. You're allowed to buy it of it, even if you don't know that is. You don't have to assume that maybe it's...
You know any shopping,
Exactly. England. Yeah, you don't have to assume. Yeah, you don't have to assume that's right. You can just say that is posh, that is afiloch etalin on the stam yisod b'cheskas kosher. Any random yid is included in the cheskas kashos. You can assume that he did it fine, he did lishma, and everything there is not... is not cheated, is not false, is not changed. You can assume that it's kosher, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'vaday tavon v'shedolon v'talon nishman, everything was done appropriately according to halacha. Im lo shuchoshon, unless there's one reason to suspect that it's actually not, it's something dodgy, something fishy, then of course not, but otherwise you can just assume that chaskas kashos. I do want to point out, the poskim here mentioned that it's always right if you buy tzitzis and you are going to attach them yourself, or you buy a talis with tzitzis, it is right to make sure that it's got good hechsh on it. Nowadays, the equivalent would be nowadays to have to make sure that there's a good hechsha on it. That's nowadays they are being sold with hechsherim. Want to ensure there's a good hechsha. And I think most shops, you go to any normal shop, moiches sforim, or they normally have all types of tzitzis, and normally there's a hechsha on it, but we should just make sure that it's got good hechsha on it, or at least investigate and ask, you know, where do you get this from? This is normally what should be done. See, basically, the fascinating halacha. In talis metzuyetzes la'ov dikichovim, you're not allowed to sell a tzitzis to goyim. Don't sell your tzitzis to goyim. If you're on the airplane and the guy next to you, goy, says, you know, these are really interesting, your strings. Can I have one? This is, you know, a special, you know, I'm saying, you know, he's flying back to Zimbabwe and he says, you know, I really would like to take those home. So don't sell it to him. And even if he's paying you, if he's prepared to spend the good money on it, don't sell. The reason being, again, ein moichin talis metzias lo'ev dikachomim. Don't sell a talis to goyim. Shema yislavim yisrael, because maybe one day he's going to accompany a yid. But derech on the way, again, he's going to kill him. Maybe he's going to pretend to be a yid one day. Maybe he's a roitzach. Maybe he's a shofech domim. Maybe he is. And he's going to accompany, he's going to say, you know, I'm actually a fellow yid like you. He's wearing tzitzis. Look, I've got tzitzis here. They are from the best hechshel from Badatz. And look, I've got, and then after a while, so you trust the yid, you treat the yid differently. Even if you don't know him, you're obviously going to treat the yid differently than you're going to go in a place that is not safe and he's going to end up. Long-term permanent loans. Also, don't give your tzitzis, don't give your talis mitzietzis, don't give it to a goy. Elohim kein ulefisha, unless it's for very, very temporary basis. Then you don't have to be concerned. But Mishneh Berurah does say that you're not allowed. The Shulchan Aruch does say, don't sell tzitzis, don't sell talis mitzietzis to a goy. I'd like to point out, just in case you think this is really far-fetched, and this is really remote. I heard a story. I heard it years ago, and I didn't investigate it, but what I heard was, when there was the Intifada, the last Intifada, there was a group of Arabs who went into a shop, a group, just a couple, two, three of them, went to one of the shops in Mea Shorim. Arabs no less, and they wanted to buy a whole pile of tzitzis, 10, 15 of them. And upon the salesperson, I don't know if he was aware of the halacha, or he just felt that it's not quite right. I don't know if it was just intuition, or he knew the halacha, I don't know, but he wasn't prepared to sell. And upon investigation, we found out to actually be people who could, chas v'shalom, cause a lot of harm to Yidden. They were ended up in the right places. Yeah.
How does this fit with Sifada, where it says, Atogia, Aini Yazidi?
A tago, specifically a salesperson, a merchant.
So you're saying sif base doesn't apply to selling it to a goy salesperson?
If he's right. Well, that's actually interesting, because selling is different than buying off. Look, I'm going to ask you
Sorry, I mean, the goy said, the togi said, I bought it from a Yisrael Nehman.
Oh, he's believed. I'm saying, how can it be that he's believed
if
you're not to sell? That's a good question. What's the
Israeli?
The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Vav says the following: you're not allowed to sell it even to a merchant, though. You're not allowed to. The question is a good question. Can you just repeat the question? It's a really interesting question.
Sif Adav says that a person can buy a talis from a toge, even if believed. If he says, "I bought it from a Yisrael Nehman," he's believed. Yeah, we're now saying that you can't sell it to a
Togge,
so how does that fix the
problem? So let us see the old Mishnah Berurah in its entirety, and we will be wiser. But the question is, based on the fact that Afilu Tago, although he's a merchant, even if he's a merchant, you're not allowed to sell it to Goy. Tigamu Choshot Shvichas Domim, because he's also Choshot Shvichas Domim, Vegilu Arois. V'hod Amrino Le'el Be'Sif Alev, not that we say in Sif Alev, Chazok Shalok Chame Yisrael, the answer is, Hainu She Yisrael Ova V'mochola. Shavu answers that, no, you're talking all out. He's Naaman to say it, but we're talking about somebody who actually, the Goy is believed, because it could be that a person would have sold it to him by Issa. So yes, the answer is you're not allowed to sell it even to a merchant. If you've got a person who is a merchant, you're not allowed to sell any tzitzis to a goy, even if he's a merchant, a salesperson, but you're not allowed to sell it to him because he's also choshesh shvichas damim, but he's believed to say so. Yeah. Good question. The halach is you wouldn't be allowed to either. Yeah. That a couple is not brought down. There's no, it doesn't say anywhere about couple. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't, I don't know.
I found it very problematic. You have going, Africans, and they believe they have a connection to Am Yisrael from Aseret HaShvatim HaAvudim,
And they are non-Jews.
You have to give what? You can't sell them a tzitzit, you can't sell them a
shabbat. Are they Jewish or not?
No, they're not.
They're not Jewish.
They can take him to court.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. I swear there's a legal aspect to that as well. And okay, about the legal aspect, I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. But about the...
Why shouldn't he sell him?
Because if he's... why shouldn't he not serve him? What's the... Mishum Avia, you see that if there is a genuine fear that he's going to bring him to court, there should be a heter. I don't know. I hear. I say, you see that if there's a genuine fear.
You're buying a Bible, you're buying a mezuzah, and you want a city. You want the whole city.
Right.
I came across that situation.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how, but why?
Yeah. I wonder if one can.
Open a shop to make a living.
Yeah. Maybe one should recommend. Maybe you can sell him something. I've got this antique Hanukkah. It's £500 actually. Would you like to go for that? He's going to be quickly out.
Are you surprised he's going through Geirus as well?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah. No. If you know that he's going through the process or intends to go through the process, of course the halach is right. Okay. That's an interesting shaila. Okay. Continues this Shulchan Aruch in Tzivchav Aleph. Kedas malasos. What is the appropriate approach? Malasos betzitzis shenifsegu, with tzitzis which have been torn, with talisas yishanim or old. Talesim, what's the right thing to do? Chaboy, say, what do you do about your tzitzit strings which may get torn off? Shemus. Everybody puts them in Shemus. Shemus. Everybody puts tzitzit. What about the baguette? What about the tzitzit? What we call the tzitzit? Not the actual tzitzit. They got the tzitzit. Shemus. Whole thing in Shemus. Or do you... Only the strings and the baguette in the dustbin. Okay? Is that what everybody does?
Yeah.
With kavod, double wrapped. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let us see what the halach is. Let us get clear. And what happens if a tzitzis gets torn, just one string? What do you do with it? In a sefer. In a sefer, what? You lose it for another mitzvah, such as what? Chutei tzitzis. The... strings of tzitzis shenifsiku, which are torn. Yochai says the Shulchan Aruch, believe it or not, you're allowed to lezorkon, you're allowed to put it le'ashpo in the dustbin. Torn tzitzis maybe put it on the Shulchan Aruch in the dustbin. Why? Mipnei, because she mitzvah she'en begufo kedusha. It is not really a kedusha item. Meaning, we know there's two categories, and this is something really important. There's so much misunderstanding. There's two categories. There's a category called kedusha begufo. It's items which have got kedusha on their own. Such as Hashem's name, such as Torah, printed Torah, such as any, that's right, any item which is suffers, these are called kedusha begufa. This is called kedusha in its own. That's one category. These items undoubtedly need to be put in shemus. Then there is the category of mitzvah objects, mitzvah items. It's a completely different category. There's so much misunderstanding. A mitzvah object is not really. Doesn't really need to be put in Shemus. It's called Shulchan Aruch. Any mitzvah item, we're going to see, any mitzvah object can actually be put in the ashpa, can put in the dustbin. Therefore, tzitzis, which category does tzitzis go? Is it a kedusha item or is it a mitzvah item? Of course it's a mitzvah item, although it's quite interesting to note that although it's we know that it's reminding us of Hashem's name, we all know about the amount of times you go around, it reminds of Hashem's name, it's the gematria of Hashem's name. But nevertheless, it's not written, so of course it's merely a mitzvah object. Therefore, really, it can go into the dustbin. However, avol kol zman, as long as shem kvuim, that it's fixed and attached, betales, as long as it's fixed and attached to the talas, also lishtamesh bohem, you're not allowed to use it for another purpose, kigoin, such as likshoy bohem shum dova, such as tying something with it, v'chiyotze bazeh, and anything similar, mishum bizui mitzvah. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. As long as it's attached. As long as it's attached to the baguette, as long as it's kosher tzitzis, which are tied on your baguette, then the halach is quite severe. Although it's not a kedusha, but it's a mitzvah item, but a mitzvah object, whilst it's still being used as a mitzvah object, I'm repeating, whilst it's still being used as a mitzvah object, you're not allowed to use it for anything else besides the mitzvah, because of bizik kedusha. Not allowed to be mevazet. So you can't use the tzitzis for tying it. If I want to pull a chair and tying it on my, and I'm pulling it like that, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to use it for anything else whilst it's still serving as a mitzvah. It's a bit similar to if you want to use your lulav, whilst the lulav is still on sukkahs on lulav, you want to use it because you need to scratch your back. Right? So you can't, it's a bizarre mitzvah, you can't use it whilst it's still being used as a lulav. So that's the halacha, that bizarre mitzvah you can't use it for anything else. But now, continues the Ramah, and that's what we all know, v'yesh oimrim, and some say, the aflacha shenifsugu, even after it's torn off, it's already not being used as a mitzvah, ein linoik by a minik bizoyoin, then there's a minik, merely a minik, don't use it for bizo, don't reuse it for, don't do anything disrespectful with it, lezoil come to throw it, b'mokamaguna, in a place, in a disrespectful place, elosh eino tzrichin gniza, it certainly doesn't need gniza, it certainly doesn't need to be put in shemus once it's torn, but don't treat it disrespectfully, still treat it with respect, that is a minik. So although, yes, once it's torn, you are really allowed to put it in the ashpa, in the dustbin, however the minig is not to treat it too disrespectful. And and therefore the halach would be to put it in, what would you accordingly?
Double wrap,
if it's not see-through, double wrap and put it in the dustbin, on top of the dustbin, according to this, would be okay. Continues the Ramov, yesh medaktik in legoimzon, some people are medaktik to put it in the shemes, the amachmir, and the person who is stringent, or medaktik, the mitzvah is careful with the mitzvahs, tovolo brocha, he should be benched. So we're learning over here, the following, just recap this Shulchan Aruch, chote tzitzis shenifsiku, if they are torn, first of all we need to understand, there's two levels, there's a level of kedusha, which is Hashem's name, or proper Torah, that certainly needs gniza medina, that needs certainly gniza, needs to be put in shemes. That's the level of kedusha, kedusha begufa. Then there's mitzvah objects. Mitzvah objects have a lower level of kedusha, and mitzvah object, then it makes a difference. Whilst it's still being used as a mitzvah object, then you mustn't do anything with it disrespectful. Don't use it for anything else. Consequently, I can't use my tzitzis for tying something, for attaching something, for pulling something. That would be disrespectful. However, once it's torn off, once it's nifsiku, once it's torn off, then the halacha is, I'd be able to, you actually put in a dustbin, just not too disrespectfully, double wrap it, or not too disrespectfully, you're allowed to put in a dustbin, double wrapping, etc. But the minig is, there's a minig, the people who are machmir, who are stringent, they will put it still in the shemus. This is Seif Aleph, and what we covered previously, just to wrap up, what we covered previously in Seif Simen Chof, we spoke about buying tzitzis, you're allowed to buy it of a yid, certainly any yid, and you can even buy it of a goy who is a merchant, you can assume that it's kosher tzitzis, and because he wouldn't spoil his reputation. We said about a goy who is not a merchant, you wouldn't be allowed to buy it of him. Seif Beis and Simen Chof, taught us that you're not allowed to sell tzitzis, talis metziatzes, to a goy because he's choshe to some extent to shvichas domim. We spoke about sending, you're not allowed to send really tzitzis through a goy. But if it would, you're not allowed to sell it to send it through a goy. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And we shall continue this interesting topic of what shall remains of the leftovers of tzitzis and what should be done. We'll discuss that tomorrow.